Okay, good morning all. You're up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Chagiga. The Mishnah begins with slightly unclear exactly what the Mishnah is saying at the beginning, so there are a number of explanations given, so we'll read it with the basic understanding that we need to have. So says the Mishnah Gimel Perek Aleph, Olos Bamoed. When it comes to voluntary Ola offerings, so these are offerings that a person decided to give through a neder and a davar. So in other words, they vowed or they set something aside. They set it as a gift, a nedava, that it would be given to the base of Mikdash, so they brought it as a sacrifice. So either one of these offerings, Olos Bamoed, either one of these Ola offerings can be brought during Chol Moed, but not on Yontif itself. The reason why they can be brought on Yontif itself is because they are not required for that day. But again, they could be brought on Chol HaMoed. Ba'os Menachulin. So now the Mishnah shifts. So what's Ba'os Menachulin? So it seems like the Olos Re'ia. So an Olos Re'ia can be brought from chulin. What does it mean from chulin? It means like kodesh funds. Meaning, what's going on over here? If you have an obligation to bring a sacrifice, see, the thought is that you can't double dip. You can't use funds that are already holy to use that to pay for a sacrifice because you need to use those holy funds for something else. So says the Mishnah that you could, for an Olos Re'ia, which is an obligatory offering, you can only use from the chulin funds, from the non-sacred funds, you can't use Meiser Sheni money. That seems to be the implication to buy an Olos Re'ia. But Shlomim and a Meiser. But when it comes to Shlomim, for example, like a Shalmei Simcha. So they are not obligatory offerings, and therefore they can be brought from Meiser Sheni funds. So this seems to be the general rule, that if you have an obligatory offering, then you can't use Meiser Sheni money. If you have a Shlomim offering, if you have any sort of offering that's not an obligation, why would you bring a Shalmei Simcha? You'd bring a Shalmei Simcha because you need extra meat to fulfill your obligation to eat meat and yantif for Simcha's yantif. So since the sacrifice itself is not an obligation, you are therefore allowed to use Meiser Sheni funds. Continues the Mishnah, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, regarding specifically the Korban Chagiga that was brought on the first day of Pesach, Beis Shammai Omrei Menachulin. Beis Shammai say, can be brought from only from chulin funds. So what's the machlokus over here? We'll see the machlokus in a moment, but what's the crux of what's going on over here? So it seems like we're talking about a situation where this is not the regular Korban Chagiga that is brought, but rather it's the secondary Korban Chagiga. In other words, you bring Korban Chagiga, you have nice meat for the Yantif, but let's say you need more meat for the Yantif, so you could bring a secondary Chagiga. So the first one is an obligation, the second one is obviously not an obligation, it's just if you need more meat. So again, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, regarding the Korban Chagiga, that's brought on the first day of Pesach. Beis Shammai Omrim Bein HaChulin, Beis Shammai say that it can only be brought from Chulin funds. Why? Because even though it's an additional offering, it's your second Chagiga, still, you should only buy it from chulin funds. You shouldn't use Meiser Sheni money. Beis Hillel Amar Mina Meiser. Beis Hillel say, no, what are you talking about? It could be brought from Meiser Sheni funds because only the Chagiga offerings that are absolutely obligatory, which is the first one, that's what needs to be brought from chulin funds, but the additional Chagiga offerings can be bought from Meiser Sheni funds. Okay. Mishnah Dalet. Yisrael Yotzini Deicho Asan. So now the Mishnah wants to know, what exactly can a person eat to help fulfill their obligation of this Simchas Yantif. We know the pasuk says, we have an obligation to be happy on the Yantif. So we know that Ein Simcha L'Al B'Basar, we know it's an important klal that we have in general, not to be explained so much right now, but as a general rule, we say that happiness only comes with eating meat. So what kind of meat can a person say that they are using to make themselves happy on Yantif? So again, says the Mishnah Dalet, Yisrael Yotzini Deicho Asan. Israelim, meaning non-Kohanim, can fulfill their obligation to be happy on Yantif. With what? Benedar Munadavos, with eating the meat of a Neder offering or a Nadav offering, right? The vow offerings, the gift offerings of Shlomim. The Meiser Behema, they could also use the meat of the animal mice, right? The tenth of the flock that they would bring. So they can use that meat from the Karbonas that were brought from that to help fulfill their Simchas Yantif. The Kohanim, the Chataos of Hashemos. Now the Kohanim can use all these things, but on top of that, the Kohanim can use the meat of the Chatas and Hashem offerings. Uva Bechor, they can use the meat of the Bechor offerings. Uva Chaza, Vashok, and they can use like the breasts and the thigh of the Shlomim offerings. And all these things they were allowed to eat from to let it be, help them fulfill their Simchas Yantif. Aval, says the Mishnah, Lova Ufos, Vlova Menachos. However, Kohanim cannot fulfill their obligation of eating meat on Yantif, the Simchas HaYantif, by eating the bird offerings or the mincha offerings. So at first glance, it seems like that's pretty obvious, because we said you need to have meat and not chicken, you know, like a bird offering, and not like flour offerings. But nonetheless, it seems like the basic conversation of the Mishnah is, okay, so if you could use some sacrifices, maybe you'd be able to use all sacrifices to fulfill your Simcha, even if it's not specifically meat. So says the Mishnah, no, Kohanim cannot use the bird offerings, nor can they use the mincha offerings to fulfill their obligation, even though they're sacrifices. Still, the Gemara will explain in Chagiga that the reason why you can't use these is because they can't be used as a Korban Chagiga. Really, anything that you can use to be brought as a Korban Chagiga, that's going to be okay to fulfill your Simchas Yantif. But since a bird offering or a mincha offering can't be used to fulfill your obligation of Korban Chagiga, you therefore cannot use them to fulfill your obligation for Simchas Yantif by eating them. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now, we'll stop right here.